It's time for your community connection here on KMRS. The special guest we have, Shane Monson, superintendent of Morris Area Schools. He's going to be talking to us about something that big just happened on the 13th, the bond referendum, as well as upcoming events, fall activities, and school is going to start here in just, I think, a week and a half. So, how are you doing today, though?
Great. Thanks for having me in this morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. I know big thing that just passed was the bond referendum.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say thank you to the Morris area community for coming out and exercising their right to vote and supporting the ask that the school district made to the community to pass the bond referendum. I just want to highlight again what does that get our community with the passage of the bond? Additional classrooms, in addition to the elementary, separate secure entrance for our pre-K community education department as well, and then upgrades at the tennis courts, some upgrades at Big Cat, and our branding, rebranding of with our new logo and things like that. We'll be looking at gym floors and some other things to update as well. So really excited about the moving us into the future and making sure that we're setting up our school district for the next, 30 years of educating students and providing families with a great education as well. So what's next? The timeline of this, again, very broad timeline, would be the board certified the vote on Monday. So now we move into the planning phase. Then we'll be going out for bids and probably breaking ground late spring, early summer of next year, with the building process going through next school year and then probably a fall of 26 occupancy in the new addition. So we're really excited about that. But as you know, with any project, it takes time.
And big thing coming up, school's going to be starting, but as well as some fall activities we want to talk about.
Yeah, so again, our staff came back this week, teachers, paras, and our entire kindergarten through 12th grade open house tonight, Thursday, August 22nd from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then, of course, the first day of school occurs Tuesday, September 3rd, right after Labor Day. All students will be welcoming them back into the building for the first day of the 24-25 school year.
Another big fall activities, sports, football, tennis, cross country, you name it. I know tennis just had a match as well that they won against, I believe, I know they won 4-3. I forget who. Oh, Melrose. Yeah. I believe that's who it was too.
Yeah, so our fall activities, the kickoff was August 12th. That's when they start practices. But it's just amazing to think about. Our tennis team has already had a match. Our first ever Morris Area High School soccer game will occur this Saturday. We have a JV game at 4 o'clock and a varsity game at 6 o'clock against Hillcrest Academy. They're playing on the south end of the high school right off that south parking lot. So if you park in the student parking lot, it'll be between the student parking lot and the bus garage there is where the soccer field will be. Please come out and support the first ever Morris Area High School soccer team. Cross country is also going on. They will be having a meet here shortly. And then, of course, our football team, next week we'll be having a home game on Thursday versus Minnewaska at Big Cat Stadium. So we're excited about all those fall activities. If you're wanting to catch a game, please check out the Morris Area Schools website. There's an activities calendar there with all the events and times and places.
Also, we have our volleyball team.
They'll be underway as well. So I know there's lots of activities starting next week already for the fall for Morris Area Schools, and the students would love to see your faces out there cheering them on.
And school board elections and appointments.
Yeah, so it's in November we'll have a school board election. There are four vacant seats. The filing period is closed. It closed August 13th. We have eight candidates for four seats for that. If on Monday, one of our board members was hired as our elementary music teacher, so he had to resign from the board. So there's going to be an additional open seat. The board will be appointing someone to that seat. That process is still yet to be determined, but I just wanted to put it out there. If you're interested, it's a two-year appointment. If you're interested, watch for details coming up. You'll have an opportunity, certainly, to let somebody know that you're interested to be considered for that appointment. And again, watch for more details as that process unfolds over the next month or so here.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to say for us today?
No, it's just it's an exciting time of year. This is my 10th year in Morris, Minnesota, and I couldn't be more proud to be a Morris area Tiger. And this is my 30th year in education, and every year come this time of year, I get excited about the students and staff coming back and the opportunities that lie ahead of us for the 24-25 school year as it unfolds, and I'm excited for that as well. And as always, it's a great day to be a Tiger. Go Tigers!
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.